Chapter 2. The Hard Lesson of Insurgency. Low-intensity conflict has been more common throughout the history of warfare than has conflict between nations represented by armies on a conventional field of battle. Until relatively recently, however, those who took up arms against the state were referred to as bandits or criminals rather than as combatants in irregular warfare. It was only the rise of nationalism and the corresponding growth of acceptance of individual liberty and responsibility that provided a sort of legitimacy to violence directed against the state. The essential features of guerrilla warfare are avoiding the enemy's strength, his main fighting forces, while striking at outposts and logistical support from unexpected directions. This principle is now often described as asymmetric, but it is as old as the word guerrilla itself. The term is derived from the Spanish term for small war and springs from the Spanish Rebellion of 1808 against an occupying French army. The combined efforts of Wellington's 60,000 men, a small Spanish army, and the Spanish guerrilleros tied up more than 250,000 French troops and supported Henry IV's remark that Spain is a country where small armies are beaten and large ones starve. Henry's appreciation for the unpleasant fate that befell foreign armies invading Spain echoes the Roman experience there in the 2nd century BC. Napoleon was not the first to be checked by Spanish guerrillas. Henry focused on the country of Spain, but the combination of difficult, broken terrain and a proud people who refused to bow before a foreign invader is one of the constants of guerrilla warfare. A more contemporary observer describes the essential nature of terrain in increasing the ability of guerrillas to defeat a conventional army, noting that such terrain includes